Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
How about this? Just when everyone was starting to figure out how to say Mark D'Antonio.
Oh, boy, there we go.
He ends up retiring and walking away from Michigan State.
Yeah. Did you notice that last night?
Yeah, yesterday. I caught that.
Yeah. Here, because I didn't have a chance to weigh in, but please, let's both weigh in.
And I read your column earlier today.
And I'm not – I mean, I gave him some daps on the way out of town, but I'm still uncomfortable. Because we don't know everything. I'm perfectly comfortable saying he was a great coach who did great things at Michigan State.
Yeah.
I'm uncomfortable defining D'Antonio's legacy right now because the last 4 years have been pretty darn bad on the field and off the field with some things going back 4 years ago. And that's part of it. He himself even said his legacy is not just wins and losses. And that's true. It's not just wins and losses. And if you had to right here, right now, think of a word or two or three or four to define Mark D'Antonio's legacy, not knowing, I mean, who knows? It might turn out perfectly fine, the timing. If they get Luke Fickell, who they want, the timing you can say didn't kill them at all. Or more stuff might come out, perhaps the NCAA with some of the stuff from that's not proven from the Blackwell depositions, and then it would be much worse. His legacy now, even though his head coaching career is over at Michigan State, I think D'Antonio's legacy is still incomplete. It's complicated, and it's incomplete. And you say, no, it's not. No, you can't take away anything. But the whole thing is, and coaches always talk about this, did you leave the program better than you found it? That's never been a question with D'Antonio, right? He took it to heights, showed them possibilities. It'll always be better than he found it. Unless it isn't. Now, that's not
the last 4 years
a guarantee.
Changed that. Yeah.
Yes. I don't mean to make people mad or sad, but his last 4 years, his record is not much better than the 4 years that John L. Smith was here. Like, right around 500. His is a little bit better, and I'm not comparing him to John L. Smith. I'm comparing him to the situation that he inherited and the next coach is going to inherit. The difference is Michigan State now, thanks to D'Antonio, has a much higher profile than it did back, 13 years
ago. They
make more money. I think they should be able to get a much better coach than John L. Smith, not much better than D'Antonio, but I'm not sure about that. We don't know. I mean, they probably will pay, but will a good coach, do the same thing D'Antonio did and leave right at signing day? See, that's the thing. Like, the Iowa State guy has already said no. Mike Campbell said not interested, and supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
And so next in line, if there is a next in line, Luke Fickell, Pat Narduzzi, I think it's going to be very uncomfortable. I would just say be careful, assuming anything is done, because it's going to be very careful, very difficult for some of these head coaches to make that leap now. Fickell just signed his best recruiting class ever, got one of the best quarterbacks in the country signed up today. And, I mean, more power to Michigan State. God bless them. If they could pull that off and get Fickell, you know what? We can stop talking about the timing, and D'Antonio's legacy may be shinier going forward.
All right, so two things then, as we sit here on this Wednesday, a day after Mark D'Antonio retires. I guess, one, who do you envision coming in and taking over this program? But two, are you still grappling with what you kind of threw out there, what Mark D'Antonio is, what his legacy is, and the cloud of mystery that I think kind of hangs over his decision-making, the deposition. There's a lot there that we just don't know. The phone number is 248-539-9797. And, I mean, look, objectively, okay, I don't have an emotional tie-in. I think Mark D'Antonio did unbelievable things at Michigan
State.
But for me, the timing of this just, it absolutely reeks. And I talked about this last night. I can't get over... Okay, so the NCAA violations end up getting leaked. The alleged NCAA violations end up getting leaked. And then immediately after that, Mark D'Antonio quickly bustles together and sends out a tweet that he's retiring, he's walking away. Okay? Not to mention, if you actually read the article, and I thought DebtNews.com did a great job of compiling all the information. Make sure you tell everyone in the office
I'll
that
pass
I said
that.
Yeah, I know they appreciate that. But if you do pay attention to it, this isn't the first time that Blackwell and his attorneys have released information and then, we didn't mean to do that after the media got their hands on it. So the biggest thing that is still sealed in this deposition is what? Mark D'Antonio's questioning and answers as it pertained to the Austin Robertson situation. I wonder if there is more and something else going on. And if you looked at Mark D'Antonio last night, I know you were in East Lansing. Did you use your GPS, by the way?
No. Well, here's the thing, though. And I understand what you're saying, but about it being a complicated legacy and what. But that was supposed. He kept insisting, "This is a celebration. This is a celebration."
Yeah, not at all.
And it was the least celebratory celebration I've ever seen.
He looked miserable.
Yeah, he did. And I said, well, of course he did. Did you guys listen to him? He's worn out. He's had enough. And I said, totally get that. Totally get that.
This was different.
Then retire after you can rest up for a day or two or a week or whatever and make it a celebration. He looked miserable. It was almost like he couldn't get out of town and the halftime thing was really brief. And that has to be about something. You can just say it. You know what? You might be proven right. This is what it's about, dumbass. He was worn out. He was sick of it. Things kept piling on. He kept saying things kept coming across, and that might have been the Blackwell stuff. Whatever. Lots of things kept happening, and that was it. Why do you think there's more? To which I would say, because it doesn't make sense. Nobody does this the day before signing day. And not that the second signing day matters as much anymore, but it's still the time after which everybody has put their staffs together, all programs are ready to move forward. Until I hear clearance from my people, I'm afraid or wondering if there's something more.
And I'm right there with you. And, you know, I know he ended up, answering a question off mic, I believe, from Dan Murphy of ESPN. Nice job by the Michigan State PR staff of not giving him a microphone. So he had to blurt out a question about Curtis Blackwell and Austin Robertson. But D'Antonio saying that, you know, Blackwell had zero to do with him walking away. Well, in his explanation for why he was burnt out, he wasn't burnt out because of the football aspect. He wasn't burnt out because of the players. He did talk about, you know, the things that just kind of kept piling on and he didn't have a moment to breathe. Isn't a deposition, it isn't allegations that are, you know, going against you, doesn't that play into part of the other things that you have to deal
with?
Yes,
oh, for sure. But I think the biggest other thing was how it all impacted recruiting. And the recruiting had definitely slipped. And that's a grind. And he says that's where he came to the realization in the last week or so when he was on the road recruiting. And I just realized I won't be here. I'm just saying I won't be here when those guys are ready to, you know, to graduate. And so that, but again, a lot of it rings, to me, a little bit hollow. Like, why wouldn't you? If you're a legendary coach at a program, he is, no doubt, D'Antonio is, and you're ready to move on, wouldn't you be like, and I want to thank everybody and this program going, he sort of threw in a couple, the program is in great shape and stuff, but really gave no thoughts on, you know, who he would want going forward. No indication he's handpicking any successor, although he is supposedly going to give his input, unless his successor is already on staff and Mike Tressel. He's the interim right now, but it just rang.
How would you
it
describe?
It rang a little bit insincere, a lot of it.
Okay, that's one word. I would say he was almost embarrassed to be there last night, whether it be him sitting courtside, whether it be, you know, you hear on BTN he's supposed to give this halftime speech to the fans. And he ended up saying like 12 words. You know, nothing to it. Nothing. It almost seemed like he didn't want anything to be heaped or praise to be heaped on him, almost as if, well, maybe there's something else going on that people don't know. I don't know. That's what it looks like little, from me outside looking in.
He was at times defiant and at times almost sheepish, like so low-key. Like, and kind of filibustered at times, going on like, you know, I have certain periods and I reset at certain periods. And I don't know. Are we reading too much into it? I don't care if we are or we aren't.
I don't know how you
legendary
don't.
Coaches don't retire on the day before signing day very often in college football, so we're allowed to read into it as much as we wish. And I'm not accusing anything. I'm not declaring anything. I'm not saying Curtis Blackwell knows it. His doesn't count as the truth at all. But when they pop in that NCAA violation thing, even if you in your heart at Michigan State know it's not true, that would still make you squeamish. Like, what do they have, right? Do they have other
what
stuff?
What else?
Mm-hmm. I think what that has to be
me on?
That has to be part of it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive. Combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control, or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker.
Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.